All right. This is Santos Mencio interviewing Dr. Matthew Morales of the St. Mary's Rattler Band. Introduce yourself.
So, Dr. Matthew Morales, I'm the chair of the Department of Music at St. Mary's University.
All right. So, to start off, I just want to kind of talk to you about, like, what were your kind of thoughts when COVID started? What were you thinking about? How are you feeling? You know?
Well, it was kind of a thing where we didn't really know what that would mean, what it would be. Different from previous viruses. Like, I don't know if you ever, but like, I remember I was in grad school and the swine flu was around, the H1N1, is what it was called. But that didn't really affect us like this one did. It didn't quite come over here like that. This one. So, crazy thing for us is we held our wind ensemble concert on a Thursday before spring break. So we got that in, wonderful concert. And then as spring break was coming the next week is kind of when everything was happening. So we were fortunate to have that last performance. But yeah, it was a thing where everybody was confused, everybody was scared, everybody was wondering what's happening, what this is going to be, and then how it's going to affect everything. I mean, everything. Not only, I mean, obviously for us, for education, but I'm just curious to see how we'll be moving forward.
How did you feel when the university closed? You know, was that something you expected, or did it kind of come out of nowhere, or, you know?
When it closed, I was expecting it because there were other things that closed. I remember the NBA, the National Basketball Association, they were kind of the first to kind of publicly shut down games in the whole season. And there were some other things starting to close, so I was assuming eventually St. Mary's would. And I was kind of, since I'm a chair, I'm not upper administration, but I at least have communication with them a little more than other professors would be. So I kind of knew that things were planning was being taken before the decision was made. So I wasn't really surprised when the decision was made.
Were you kind of planning in advance then? Like, did you have?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once I mean, I'm never one to just kind of wallow or just stay put. I'm always looking for, okay, this is the problem. There's no sense in dwelling on it too long. I may give myself a day or so to be upset at something, but in general, I'm going to start looking for solutions. There's always going to be problems. Nothing's going to be perfect. So if you expect that there's a problem, then you can start working on solutions. Mm-hmm. So when things are happening, then my obvious attention was not only how will it affect classes, but music, because we have sort of different needs and different operating than most classes. So that's what my attention was on.
And so,
should we move somewhere else?
No, it's fine. I'm good. Okay. So what were kind of some of your concerns regarding, like, your students? You know, the band is pretty sizable. I figure you were worried about them, you know?
I was worried about in two ways. Yeah, one, for their safety, making sure everybody had access to things they needed. This was also a month after we had the snow and the electricity outages. So I was always concerned about their safety with that. Because a lot of students just you don't really know their housing situations. But for this, not only, you know, are they healthy, but do they have access to good food, good water? And it's hard to know all that. As far as being in the wind ensemble, in the band or the music department, I was concerned about how we could have an online environment for music, but still have an impactful semester for them. Because I didn't want it to be a case where we're just trying to get through the semester and it's a waste. Mm-hmm. their obvious challenges and gigantic issues and challenges with music instruction being online. And so that's what I was most worried about, is that I wanted to make sure that they still had the same experiences and impact as it would in a normal class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like what were some of the challenges then with taking it online? You know, like what were you really worried about? What kind of got in the way?
And this is not unique to St. Mary's. It's not unique to me, but the main challenge is, rehearsals are in person. And it's an interactive situation where it's more than just you doing your homework at home and turning it in or listening to a lecture. You're really involved with your colleagues in making music. And the experience of that is vivid and creative and supportive, even more so beyond a normal lecture-based class. So in order to preserve that experience, that was the main concern for me, so that they still had that experience.
And so when the school started opening up, you know, and you guys started outdoor practice, you know, how did you feel about that? What were, like, your concerns and challenges relating to that then?
So that helped a lot. When we were able to rehearse outside, that helped a lot because we were able to actually meet together, mm-hmm. make music together. We found other ways. I mean, even though things were online, we still found ways to have good and insightful experiences. Like, for instance, I had friends and colleagues of the that composed the music we wrote, so I was able to easily ask them to join us on Zoom. And rather, while we're not meeting in person with them and playing their music for them, that is just a unique setting in general. Like, how many times are you really able to meet with the composer of a feature film? It's pretty rare. And so when this happened, all the composers were ready to meet, and let's do this. So that was good. But then when we finally got to meet in person, I think myself for sure, but I think a lot of the students finally had a sense of that music making experience that they had lost, and were very excited to be back. And then it was a very fulfilling experience for everyone being there. I could just see it in their eyes and their body language of how warm and welcoming it was to them.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, there were challenges that came with that, the wind, just being outside and all that. You know? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, so, well, unique to us, we have the Pecan Grove awning. So a lot of the universities had to sort of build some kind of tent or just be a lot of universities shifted to chamber music in large rooms. We have one large room, so we can only do one thing like that if we wanted to do that. But the awning down there worked really well as far as the space. You can hear a lot. You can hear everything you need. But yeah, problems being the wind, problems being there were studies coming out from the University of Colorado that everybody was looking to know about as far as how your droplets and aerosols are transferred through your instrument amongst the room. So we use the recommendations from that scientific study as far as using masks when you play, bell covers, because the study showed that it was significantly reduced as far as the amount of droplets and aerosols that are sprayed out. So that was good to have as far as some concrete data on minimizing that. Because for string players or percussionists, it's easy to still rehearse inside social distance with a mask because you're not expelling any aerosols or droplets. for us as a band, wind players, that's a huge concern. So being outside and with the masks and the instrument and bell covers, that minimized the aerosol and droplet greatly. So we did that, and then the housekeeping people here built me a panel, a clear barrier that I would stand behind where everybody could see me, and then I'm sort of protected from any extra aerosols coming. So that was cool that they built that for me. The last little challenge was that St. Mary's, we were in person, but we were in-person virtual hybrid model for the classes. So we were required to offer a way for students to be able to stay at home and be in the class virtually if they felt more comfortable that way, or if they want to be in person, then come in person. So for the band, that was real tricky. But essentially, every rehearsal, we would have a little more than half the band was there, and then, as you were one of them, watch online and listen through with a microphone I had set up and a camera, so that we couldn't hear you, but you could at least follow along with the rehearsal. And that's kind of the best we could come up with as far as the hybrid classroom went.
You know, and then obviously you guys started having concerts again, and, you know, what were kind of your concerns with that? You know, what were you thinking when you were planning concerts with that hybrid in-person virtual model?
So with the students practicing at home along with us, I knew that, okay, we can have a good concert. But we didn't really want to draw too much attention to the performances to where there's a large crowd, so we didn't really advertise it. We were thinking more of the performances as being a setting for the students to actually present their music and make music in a performance environment or setting. So that can happen for you as a performer, whether it's just one person listening to the audience or 1,000. You can have that same performance experience and process just with anybody listening. So we foregoed our normal 7:30 p.m. concerts and just had the performance during the normal rehearsal time, and then just sort of invited people on campus to watch outside.
And then lastly, obviously, tomorrow is the first real in-person performance that the band has had in year and a half or so. You know, how are you feeling about that? Are you excited for that? You know, is there something about it that you're worried about?
Excited about it is very much an understatement. I mean, and I don't think I'm the only one. And I don't even think the band's the only one. The university has just been, I mean, administration, faculty, students, staff, the whole campus, the whole community has just been wanting some event to bring us all back together. And so this being our first performance, and not only is it the wind ensemble, but the mariachi, the jazz combo, the jazz orchestra, the percussion ensemble, and the Munoz Brothers Band, who are St. Mary's students. That was our plan at first, just to have a big sort of festival of music. But then when we started planning that festival of music around this time, which is the week of Dia de los Muertos, and I started talking with other colleagues around that possibly wanted to collaborate with us, not only did they want to collaborate with us on the Dia de los Muertos theme, but just collaborate on an event that's campus-wide that'll bring everyone back together, sort of a unity concert. So it's everybody's excited to have a Dia de los Muertos event on campus. Obviously, that's a big deal in and of itself. But the fact that we're just having an event for all students, faculty, and staff with live music from the music department, and collaboration with registered student organizations that are going to fundraise or have games and food. And I just can't wait. My only concern is the weather.
Do you think it's a sign of better things to come? Obviously, it's a very different thing than the performances in the last couple months, you know? I think that shows that things are getting better?
Not only do I think it shows that things are getting better, I think people are going to start to appreciate life. We all went into isolation, and we lost all those little connections, those little interactions that live music makes. Now, this is a grand event, obviously, now. It's evolved into such. But the reason it evolved into that is because we were just going to have a performance, and then people wanted to, I want to come, I want to do something, I want to come, I want to do something, and now it's beyond any of our vision of what it would be. And so moving forward, now that we've experienced life in isolation, in fear, we've all learned to savor and appreciate things more. And that's what live music does. That's what art does. That's what creative outlets do that no other disciplines can really have that kind of impact on a person. And for that being gone for a year and a half, I think moving forward, people will have a greater appreciation for what was lost, since it was lost. Mm-hmm.
And then the one last thing is, I'm just curious, what's your favorite piece that's being performed tomorrow? You know, and don't answer with the wind ensemble piece, just because it's me. You know, I do want to know what piece are you most looking forward to.
Okay, I'm going to answer this with a few answers. I'm excited about our mariachi. This is the first time ever of a St. Mary's University mariachi. It's been something that we've always wanted as a campus and community. And every year students come up to me, do you have a mariachi? I said, no, we don't, but there's a few of y'all asking me about it. Why don't y'all go ahead and create one? And for years, so this is my sixth year, every year I say, hey, y'all know each other? Just go ahead and start. But this year we had a freshman and sophomore that took the charge and did it. So I'm real excited because they've set it up for sustainability to where it's not just going to happen with them. It'll live beyond them. So I'm excited for their debut performance to be this event. But I'm really, really excited for everyone to hear the Omar Thomas Come Sunday. Very excited. That's my answer. I wanted to just talk about the mariachi, but the Omar Thomas Come Sunday is my favorite for a few different reasons. One was I wanted a piece that sort of got everybody excited, listening. This is going to close our portion of the concert, and it's going to be one where even if you're kind of eating or if you're playing one of the games or the RSOs have set up, you're going to hear this piece and be like, what is this? And then you can't help but be enthralled by it and probably clapping along and excited and cheering for it. That's what it's supposed to do. So that's why I'm excited about that piece in particular being the piece that's our sort of unifying piece of music. But on top of that, it's the hardest piece I've ever programmed for this group, by far. I've programmed some tough pieces before, but this one, it's difficult on many levels. We're getting to showcase a few individuals that solo with it or have prominent parts in it that I'm excited to showcase to campus the success of our student performers. But just the sheer magnitude of this piece and difficulty, It's gonna be very heartfelt for me because from where the band was my first year, kind of repertoire we were programming, progressively getting more difficult and more difficult. So now I play that piece. That's something special. Maybe I'm only the one that can see that because I've been here long enough. And the people just entering are like, oh, this is a fun piece. But from where we were to where we got, I'm excited for everyone to hear that piece.
Yeah, certainly.